Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Something brand new that I want to share with you guys really quickly, and that is my free 3-day guided meditation. So if you have listened to this podcast long enough, you know that I am a firm believer that taking care of our mind is just as important as taking care of our body. So today I'm so excited to announce the launch of my free 3-day guided meditation that will help you relax, reduce stress, reduce anxiety, and improve your overall well-being, because I know that life can be so overwhelming at times. And that's why it's important to really take a step back and focus on our mental health. So over the course of 3 days, you'll learn different techniques to calm your mind, calm your body, and increase your productivity and focus. So whether you're a beginner or you're an experienced meditator, this meditation is perfect for anybody looking to improve their mental health and well-being. So you can go to my website, balancedwellnessllc.co, and at the very top, you'll see a button that says listen here and find your inner peace. You can click on that, or I will have the link down in the show notes. So I'm really excited for you to check out this meditation and really have it begin a journey for you towards more peaceful and fulfilling days and even a life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this guided meditation. All right. Hey, welcome to Tip of the Week. And today I want to talk a little bit about habits and creating discipline in your life or in your routine. So this is one of my favorite things to talk about, because so often we're like, oh, I want to get better at doing X, Y, and Z, or I want to start incorporating X, Y, and Z into our day or to our routine, or I really need to X, Y, and Z, right? Fill in the blank all across the board. And so often it's little things, but then sometimes it's big things, right? And so I just want to talk really quickly today about some different ways and ideas of how you can incorporate, you know, take X, Y, and Z thing into your life to make it a little bit less hard and like make it a little bit more effortless, and to create a little bit more discipline in your routine every single day, to create these tiny little habits that can really add up to be big things. So tune in next week as well, because next week I'm actually going to share a little resource that I use all the time, and I give it to my clients all the time for tracking habits and creating habits. So it's a habit tracker that you can actually use. So that resource and that tool will be coming for you guys next week and tip of the week as I kind of create our continue this topic a little bit more into habits next week as well. So many people, the biggest one I feel like I have women tell me all the time is like, I hate exercising, but I love Netflix, right? So what is one way that we can do that? Combine both of those things. So I'm going to talk about several different angles here. But one way is, if you love your favorite show, if you have your favorite Netflix show, right, you can watch that show, listen to that show, whatever, while you're folding laundry or while you're exercising. So maybe you have a treadmill at home, or maybe you want to go for a walk and you have Netflix on your phone, whatever it needs to be. You can do both of those things at the same time, right? So stacking that together. You can also, like me, I'm a huge audiobook listener. I don't know if you guys are. Actually put out a post today in my Facebook community here. So if you're on the podcast, I'm talking over here on the Facebook community, but if you're on the podcast and you have a feedback here, I would love it, but I'm looking for new audiobooks. I just realized I have 6 credits in my account. I pay for audio or Audible every single month. And I'm like, what? How did I get so behind on my credits? So if you guys have any books that you absolutely love on Audible, I've been an Audible listener for like 10 years. So I have a lot of books in there, but if you guys have any, please feel free to send them my way, because I'm looking for new books to read or to listen to. So with that being said, if you're an Audible listener or for books or podcasts, and you're like, oh, you just can't wait for like to finish that chapter, or you just can't wait to like listen to that episode on that podcast, some ways that you can tune in without, you know, just sitting there listening, which I don't know who does that, but maybe you do. Some ways you can do it to combine it with something else is maybe while you're meal prepping, while you're driving, while you're sitting at a practice or an activity of your kids is, folding laundry, cleaning, cooking over your lunch break, whatever that might look like. Okay. All right. Sorry. I didn't put my phone on airplane mode before I started this. So that might look like that. So another thing is, say you're wanting to do better at saying a prayer for somebody in the morning, or doing better at saying some affirmations, or just some positive thinking to yourself for the day. You can maybe do that while you're brushing your teeth in the morning, or while you're taking a shower, saying out loud your affirmations, or maybe in your head, whatever that looks like. Also, I know I do not love cleaning my house or grocery shopping. So for me, when I do these two things, I have to be sidetracked. I love, actually, weirdly enough, bringing my kids to the grocery store, because yes, even though they ask for things every 5 seconds, I feel like it gets me in and out faster, because I'm like, come on, I don't want to go down that aisle, or we don't need that. Or my daughter's getting old enough that I can send her to the end of the aisle to grab something, so I'm not backtracking. So for me, I love to take my kids with me while I grocery shop most of the time, but that's a good time for me to talk to a friend or my mom or somebody like that. I will make a phone call while I'm cleaning or while I'm grocery shopping, because it distracts me and it sidetracks me from what I don't enjoy doing, right? So maybe another example is you want to drink more water. Maybe you're like, I need to drink more water. I want to drink more water, but I don't. So maybe incorporating in drinking a cup of water, like a full cup of water, after you do like X, Y, and Z. So maybe right away in the morning when you get out of the shower, you drink a cup of water. Maybe whenever you go to on your lunch break, and before you sit down to eat your lunch, you drink a cup of water. Maybe when you get in your car after work, or when you get home from work, immediately you go to drink a cup of water, right? Like figuring out like what that cue is, if you will. That's what this is kind of considered in like the habit world. So what is that trigger or that cue that's going to have you do the thing, right? So I always give this example to like smokers. Like a lot of times smokers, like when they, I feel like more back in the day, but when they would sit down, they would, you know, or maybe when they would get in their car after work, they would immediately like, you know, light up a cigarette and smoke, right? Because that was their trigger. They got in their car, they lit a cigarette, right? And so this is the same way, but it just putting it obviously with something of a better habit. But as soon as you do something to like a trigger, a cue, your trigger is maybe coming and sitting at your desk in the morning. So whenever I sit at my desk first thing in the morning, I am going to fill in the blank. I'm going to fill up my water. I am going to, or drink my water. I am going to turn my phone on airplane mode so I can stay focused. I'm going to not check my email first thing in the morning. Or maybe you do want to check it first thing in the morning, right? Like fill in those little things. So it's a lot of stuff to think about. But the cool thing is that we can easily add habits into our day if we just give ourselves a few minutes to think about things. Like, so maybe, I know I had a client one time and she's like, I just need to floss more. She's like, I know this sounds so stupid. She's like, but every time I go to the dentist, she's like, I hate flossing. I don't make time for it. And they always tell me how I need to floss more. So she's like, I need to floss more. So we built a habit for her that as soon as she got out of the shower in the morning, she was going to floss. And so she's like, that actually, it's so dumb and it's so silly, but it helped me, right? It just like helped me know, out of shower, floss my teeth. And then she's like, she told me that she went to her six month follow-up for her cleaning. And she's like, they were like, wow, have you been flossing your teeth? And that she's like, they were so proud of me. And she's like, it made me feel so good. I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. So it does add up, like tiny little things every single week, right? So another thing, maybe you love to read. Maybe you're like, I love reading my book. My book is like my thing, right? I love reading too. But maybe it's a Saturday afternoon and you're like, you know what? I've got an hour and a half before I need to get in the shower to go wherever. I'm going to sit down and read. But maybe you have bills that need to be paid. Maybe you need to pop online and pay a bill. Maybe you need to transfer money into an account, or whatever the case may be. So you cannot, this is like kind of just like creating that, discipline, like not allowing yourself to do the thing that you enjoy until the thing that you don't enjoy is done, right? So that the thing that you enjoy is like your reward. So, okay, cool. It's Saturday afternoon. I have an hour and a half. I am going to sit down and pay bills for 10 minutes because that's all the longer it's going to take me until, and then I can sit and read my book and then I don't have to worry about it. And that stress is lifted, right? Another thing too, like on the weekends, me, this is so bad. This is maybe like a toxic habit of mine. I don't know. Or maybe it's not. I don't even know. But for me, I cannot stand on the weekends going anywhere out with my friends or with our kids, wherever, and before like 2 or 3 o'clock, like count me out. It drives me crazy. Like my weekends, I'm sure it's like you guys too. We're gone. We're working all week. We're running kids. We have activities and meetings and all the things. I can't stand leaving my house before like really more realistically 3 or 4 o'clock on the weekend because I like to get my stuff done. I like to make sure my laundry is done, my errands are done, my meal prep, my cooking for the week to prep, like my groceries, like relaxing, sleeping in, getting a good workout in, maybe taking a nap, whatever, all of that to fill my cup up, to refuel myself for the week ahead. I have to get that done on the weekend. So to me, I do not like leaving my house until those things are done. Now, the old me, before I really incorporated habits and boundaries and all these things into my life, I would have zero problem being like, cool, let's go, like right now, and dropping all of the things that were on my list to get ahead on that weekend, or just stay on top of, I should say, more so. And then like Sunday afternoon would come and it's like, crap, I've got like 4 hours now to get done all this stuff that I wanted to get done. And then it wouldn't get done. So then it spilt into the work week. And then I just felt like I could never get ahead, right? So now I've created the boundary that of course I want to go have dinner and drinks with my friends or go take my kids here or whatever. But for me, I've created that boundary and created that discipline that I do not let myself go do that fun thing until my stuff is done so that I do not feel like I'm getting behind, so that I can stay on the A game of my house and just my self-care and just making sure my stuff is done so I can go enjoy myself. Because I was finding myself for the longest time that I would go do the things, but then the whole time I was sitting there being like feeling guilty that I should be doing this and I should be doing that. And I could not relax the way I wanted to because I knew just tomorrow I was going to have to do it instead, right? And so that is my favorite thing now. And I'm so proud of myself for creating this, is that I do not care anymore being an hour or two late to something like a pool party or a barbecue, because to me, I have to get my stuff done. And I will be up front. I'll be like, if they're like, hey, the party starts at 2, cool, we'll be there around 4. That's fine with me. I don't hold any guilt around that because I know I got to get my things done so I can feel good about being there, right? So to me, I get my stuff done so that I can relax more and I can be present and not in my mind being like, oh, this and oh, that, and oh, I can't believe I didn't get that done, right? Maybe you are somebody who has really tight shoulders, or maybe you have an injury, or maybe you're like, gosh, I just need to stretch a little bit more, right? Maybe you really want to get into that because you want your back to feel better or your shoulders or whatever. So maybe making a cue for yourself or a trigger of saying, okay, I'm not allowed to go to bed at night and watch my favorite show until I get on the floor and stretch for 5 minutes. And so creating that habit in your routine that might look like that. So I hope this makes sense to you guys. You guys can do it however you want. So it's called habit stacking. Some of this stuff is called habit stacking. So habit stacking is like, oh, I'm going to sit at my desk and then drink my glass of water because I already sit at my desk, but I don't already drink my water. So when I sit at my desk in the morning, first thing, I'm going to drink water, right? There's also the cue and trigger thing. So whenever I, you know, get home from work, I immediately put my shoes on and go for a 5-minute walk. Whatever. So, and little things like that. When I get out of the shower, I floss my teeth. What I can't. And then there's the flip of that, of I don't let myself have the thing that I want, like the good thing, if you will, unless I do the thing I don't want to do. So kind of that reward system for yourself. Like I won't let myself go out and have drinks with my friends all evening long until I pay my bills or whatever that is. So if you guys have questions about this, please let me know. And I can help you with it. This is kind of one of my favorite things, is creating habits in people's lives and helping people create habits in their lives, because it's just a really cool thing. And we need these tiny little habits to keep us on track and to allow us to not fall behind, and also make sure that we're reaching whatever like underlying target, if you will, for maybe a wellness goal or a health goal or just like a self-care goal in general, right? So next week, tune in. I'm going to dive into habits a little bit deeper again. And then I have a free resource that you guys can have. I'll put it down in the show notes next week here on the podcast. And then if you're in the Facebook community here, I'll just drop it in the comments and you guys can have that. So start thinking about habits if you are really wanting to incorporate new things. Fall, I think, is a perfect time to incorporate new habits because you can fall into new habits. Like, I think it's kind of a cute little way of doing it. And weather is changing. I feel like, which means to me, when seasons change, schedule changes. Whether you're whatever stage of life you're in, like, right, some summertime we're outside more, winter we're inside more. So we can do different things in our lives differently when those seasons change, especially if you live in the Midwest like we do, right? And when it's negative 20 outside, you don't want to be outside, you want to be inside so we can get more things done. Okay, sorry, my alarm went off. So anyways, next week, Habit Tracker is coming, and then we'll talk about that a little bit more. So if you're wanting to incorporate anything new, start thinking about it, and then tune in again next week so that you can have that free resource and you can ask questions there too. So if you're over here on the podcast and you want that Habit Tracker, make sure you come over to the Facebook community. I'll put the link in the show notes. That way you can grab it from the comments, because actually, after I thought about it, I don't think I can put a picture or an image in the show notes over on the podcast. I think it has to be a link, and I don't have a link to that because it's just an image. So if you want the Habit Tracker next week, first of all, tune in, but then second of all, make sure you come over into the Facebook community, and then that way you can have that resource. So, all right, guys, I love habits. They're so much fun. Think about them. If you need support, reach out, because this is, like I said, I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to creating new habits, because I think they're just so much fun and they really do get the ball rolling for you and keep you focused on whatever you want to achieve and whatever you're kind of working towards in life. So, all right, guys, tune in next week, and thanks for tuning in today. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date, and plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcast globally. But of course, I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.